Chapter 11. Oh, that ye were bearing with me a little of the folly, but ye also do bear with me. For I am zealous for you with zeal of God, for I did betroth you to one husband, a pure virgin, to present to Christ. And I fear, lest, as the serpent did beguile even his subtlety, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the Christ. For if, indeed, he who is coming doth preach another Jesus whom we did not preach, or another spirit ye receive, which ye did not receive, or other good news, which ye did not accept, well were ye bearing it. For I reckon that I have been nothing behind the very chiefest apostles. And even, if unlearned in word, yet not in knowledge, but in everything we were made manifest in all things to you. The sin did I do, myself humbling that ye might be exalted, because freely the good news of God I did proclaim to you. Other assemblies I did rob, having taken wages, for your ministration. And being present with you, and having been in want, I was chargeable to no one, for my lack did the brethren supply, having come from Macedonia, and in everything burdenless to you I did keep myself, and will keep. The truth of Christ is in me, because this boasting shall not be stopped in regard to me in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore? Because I do not love you, God hath known. And what I do, I also will do, that I may cut off the occasion of those wishing an occasion, that in that which they boast they may be found according as we also. For those such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even the adversary doth transform himself into a messenger of light. No great thing, then, if also his ministrants do transform themselves as ministrants of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Again I say, may no one think me to be a fool, and if otherwise, even as a fool receive me, that I also a little may boast. That which I speak not according to the Lord, but as in foolishness, in this the confidence of boasting. Since many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For gladly do ye bear with the fools, being wise. For ye bear, if any one is bringing you under bondage, if any one doth devour, if any one doth take away, if any one doth exalt himself, if any one on the face doth smite you. In reference to dishonor I speak, how that we were weak, and in whatever anyone is bold, in foolishness I say it, I also am bold. Hebrews are they? I also. Israelites are they? I also. Seed of Abraham are they? I also. Ministrants of Christ are they? As beside myself I speak, I more, in labors more abundantly, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths many times. From Jews 5 times 40 stripes save one I did receive. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice was I shipwrecked, a night and a day in the deep I have passed. Journeyings many times, perils of rivers, perils of robbers, perils from kindred, perils from nations, perils in city, perils in wilderness, perils in sea, perils among false brethren. In laboriousness and painfulness, in watchings many times, in hunger and thirst, in fastings many times, in cold and nakedness. Apart from the things without, the crowding upon me that is daily, the care of all the assemblies. Who is infirm, and I am not infirm? Who is stumbled, and I am not fired? If to boast it behoveth me, of the things of my infirmity I will boast. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed to the ages, hath known that I do not lie. In Damascus the ethnarch of Aretas the king was watching the city of the Damascenes, wishing to seize me. And through a window in a rope basket I was let down, through the wall, and fled out of his hands.